Hello everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Davin James. Today's episode is recorded on the 25th of May. I hope everyone's doing well, hope you had a good day. And as always, I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. So recently, I covered a story where this mother was basically getting sued by her own sons. I think it's at least two of her sons, if I'm not mistaken, over inheritance. Basically, the mother wanted to sell the house that they all lived in when the boys were growing up because it reminded her of her late husband, and the boys did not like that. And because they did not have it in the will that the house would belong to them when, like, the mum would pass or whatever, they decided to take legal action to try and stop her from basically selling the childhood home that they grew up in. Quite a shocking episode. Quite a shocking topic, you know. It's not every day you hear about families taking children to court and whatever. It does happen, but it's not every day you hear about it. And when it does happen, it's like, wow. Suddenly my family looks actually normal in some ways. But that episode is titled Family Court. So it's a recent episode as well, so you can find it in a recent list of episodes somewhere on Spotify or whatever you listen to my episodes, if you do listen, if you are a regular listener. But the reason why I'm talking about that is because it kind of fits into today's topic. Completely different story, but it involves a family taking one another to court anyway. So this is about three siblings who are about to battle it out in court because they want a slice of their late mum's, stepmum's that is, $300,000 that she actually did not put them in the will for. She basically cut them out of the will in favour of her only biological child and also her pet parrot, as you do. So the way the story goes is that the mother and father, Reginald, I hope I got that name right, and Maureen, they both originally wrote up the wills back in 2017. They had organised their wealth to be split in four ways, well, to split four ways rather. Between their shared son, Brett, who is the biological child of those two individuals, but also his step-siblings, Ian, Shane, and Lorraine, who were from Reginald's previous marriage. So those would be the stepkids. Shortly after his passing, Reginald's passing, it was seen that the wife, Maureen, had a different idea. And she decided to cut the stepchildren entirely out of the inheritance. Which means that the inheritance would actually go to her biological son, Brett, so that he could take care of her beloved pet, her pet parrot. So in 2022, just last year in fact, three siblings decided to sue their stepbrother Brett, who goes by, for some reason, the imposed title Lord of Hastings. That seems like a weird name. I'm not sure if that's the name he gave himself or whatever, but yeah, kind of weird. And they're trying to sue him in bid to reinstate the original will and also get a slice of the inheritance, as you'd expect. It's not really clear why she cut them out the will, the stepchildren that is. Like, in terms of their relationship, nothing here is listed as to whether or not they got along, whether they are close or not so close, how the stepkids felt about her. So it was all pretty much weird, at least from this perspective anyway. And of course, Lorraine just wanted him, well, she just wanted to leave him the house so that he could, this is for Brett, this is, so he could take care of her Amazonian orange winged parrot. And that seems to be the gist of the story, where, like, the only real thought or consideration was towards the parrot, which is kind of funny. Like, don't get me wrong, I love animals, you know. And if I had an animal, I would do anything I can to look after and protect it, and, you know, as a good owner would do. But, like, yeah, it's just weird, like, for some reason, this whole story basically just revolves around the parrot in some ways, which I find quite funny. Like, I'm not even sure how Brett feels about it. Like, yeah, okay, he does get the money, the 300,000, in a sense. Whether or not he would choose to look after the parrot is his, you know, that's a different story altogether. Hopefully he would. Or whether or not he would actually go and do something else with the 300,000. Who knows? But originally, the London County Court ruled in favour of Brett. Noting that although Moraine may have been morally bound to keep her three stepkids in the will, she was not actually legally bound to do so. The judge noted that although Reginald had trusted his wife emphatically not to ice her stepkids out of the will, there had not been a contractual arrangement, whether express or implied, between Reginald and Marine. Or Marine. Her name is very weird. Like, I'm not used to hearing this name. It's in the UK anyway, so if I butcher that, I do apologise. But I got Reginald right, and that looked like an impossible name to get right originally, so I'm quite proud of that. So there was nothing expressed or implied between the two, to that the fact that neither of them would change their will without informing the other of the, well, without informing the other or the foreign death of the other. So that way, she could basically do what she wants with the will in some ways, and not be legally charged or anything like that with, you know, changing the will or whatever, because there's no agreement in some ways. But now, because of that ruling, the three siblings did not like that and are appealing the ruling and taking their case to the High Court. Arguing on both behalf of Sean, or Shane, Ian and Lorraine, Michael Houghton, which I guess is the lawyer, claims that the ruling was incorrect and that although no agreement had been made on paper, Lorraine did make a verbal promise to her husband. And just recently, the 22nd of May, he told the High Court judge that Lorraine's words or said words to the effect that she would not change her will or disinherit her stepchildren, and that she trusted her husband impeccably. Unfortunately, Reginald passed away back in 2019, and his estate was passed to his wife. And then on the 16th of August, Marine executed a new will by which she gifted her entire estate to Brett, her biological son, thereby disinheriting the claimants in exactly the manner which she imposed to Reginald that she would not do. But the judge found that no mutual contractual obligation arose between Reginald and Moraine not to revoke their wills, or revoke the wills, despite finding that Moraine explicitly promised that she would not revoke the will and to save her stepchildren if Reginald did unfortunately pass away. So it's a very tricky situation here. The trial judge ruled in law holding that only a contractual agreement is capable of supporting a claim based on mutual wills. The contract requirement is both anomalous and capricious. Yeah, those are big words for me. I don't understand what any of those words mean. So yeah, take that with what you will. But he did go on to say that the judge, Robertson, has ruled that the three siblings failed to prove that they failed to make proof that their father had exhausted his will in reliance, or executed his will in reliance on Marine's promise. He erred in law, placing the burden of proof on the issue of reliance upon the claimants rather than upon the defendant. Meanwhile, Brett decided to represent himself, and he argued that the judge made the right call. And now the judge, the High Court judge, that's in the middle of this sort of battle right now, is set to make a decision on the case at a later date. So right now, nothing is set in stone, and the case, well, not the case itself, but the trial is ongoing, dismissed in a sense, just waiting a decision. But yeah, I hate when families, you know, take each other to court and whatnot. It does happen, don't get me wrong, it happens all the time. I've seen it on, you know, TV courtroom dramas and whatever else. It does suck, and it kind of puts an even more strain on your relationship. But unfortunately, certain situations like this does count towards, like, it makes you wonder. Like, for me, I'm wondering, okay, well, even though you're not her biological children, is this $300,000 really worth it? Like, in terms of all the stress, all the drama you have to go through, all the appealing and, you know, appealing to this decision, appealing to that decision, and then trying to get another case going, not another case, but, like, trying to keep this thing going to the point where you do actually get what you're supposedly entitled to, even though there's no actual agreement to say that, yes, you are entitled to this, blah, 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 blah. So that way you should get this and this and this. Like, I don't get the whole courtroom stuff, you know, that's not my forte. And no matter how much Law and Order I watch, that's obviously not accurate, so I can't pretend to know anything about the law or situations such as finance dramas and whatever else. I just know that, like, for whatever reason, she decided to cut them out of the will. So maybe she felt like, you know, all she really wanted to do was keep her pet parrots safe and healthy and whatnot. She just wanted someone to look after the pet parrot. So maybe she felt like, you know, I only need one person to her, and that's Brett, because he's my biological child. I don't need to give it to, you know, Ian, Shane, and Lorraine. I forgot the other person's name. Never mind. I don't need to give it to my other stepchildren, because I only need one person to look after my pet parrot. So that's what I'm feeling for her motivation here. Now, you could argue whether or not that's fair. That's a discussion for another day, I suppose. But, like, in a day, they're not really biologically related in terms of their stepchildren, so it kind of makes sense for it to go to Brett, and then Brett decides to do with it what you will. The motivation is to look after the pet parrot, but who knows, he could spend that on whatever he wants, you know. You could buy a new house with that sort of money, or whatever it may be. But hopefully, this just gets settled soon. And, you know, it's not really clear on the relationship between Brett and his step-siblings either, apart from this sort of situation. Because obviously right now, they're not going to like each other, for the most part. Tensions are going to be high. Emotions are going to be running high. You're trying to sue them. You're trying to win this battle. But hopefully, when it's all said and done, maybe they can come to an understanding and just, like, get along, if possible. Money isn't everything. Love is more important than money. And your relationship with one another is going to last longer than money will ever at all. That's just how I feel about it anyway. I could be completely bullshitting, I guess you could say. That's just my opinion on it, like. I would never want to deal with this sort of situation. Hopefully I would never have to deal with the situation. I don't plan on taking my family to court anytime soon. I don't think they plan on taking me to court anytime soon. Hopefully not. So hopefully I never have to see this situation for real. But what do you guys think of this story? Do you think that the money should have gone to the stepchildren as well as Brett? Do you think that even though there's no actual contract agreement or arrangement, rather, that the stepchildren are entitled to the will on the mother's behalf or the stepmother's behalf? Let me know your thoughts on the story overall, and yeah, hopefully I'll hear from you guys soon. So with that being said, thank you all for listening to this episode. Until next time, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.